defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone in the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed this week for a lot of different reasons. There's so much stuff coming at us that I don't really feel compelled by one way or another. In other words, I don't feel like, well, I'm leaving you hanging over here because I'm not talking about this or that or the other thing, this, that, or the other thing, because there's so much out there. So I'm literally just picking a line here and working it through this week. And I think it's been almost therapeutic for me, if you will, but it's been beneficial as well. And I, you know, coming off, first let's go to the debates in Atlanta yesterday. Let me follow a direct line here with you for what I mean. I didn't watch any of that crap, don't care to anymore, just read some of the transcript. None of it is a shock to me anymore. What's a joke to me is that those debates occurred, 70 miles away from me in the metropolitan Atlanta area. And, you know, you've got Stacey Abrams playing a major role. They're talking to her about this stuff on local news. Stacey Abrams is a loser Democrat who lost by a football stadium and a half of votes. Yet these individuals are still focused on somehow this entitlement that because they're Democrats or socialists, they're entitled to win. They feel that way. And when you think they feel that way, or they think they feel that way, that's where their sense of entitlement comes from, because the mainstream press pushes their agenda all day long. They cannot believe that they're not in charge. This is very dangerous where we are today. So I've been following a line this week. Yesterday, talked about Pete Buttigieg. I'm going to continue a little discussion about Pete Buttigieg today based on what I said yesterday, because I want you to understand, as the media continues to frame a narrative around this guy, because now we're being told as he rises in the polls, and this is going to bear out in the next 3, 4, or 5 days, not today, but as polls come in, based on whatever the Democrat socialists want to tell you about the recent debate, you're going to see things change again. But as we led into the debate yesterday, the media has begun forming this narrative that Pete Buttigieg is the guy to beat. He's surging here in New Hampshire. He's doing this. He's doing that. Yesterday, I took you back to August 5th, and we discussed his, basically what that was Pete Buttigieg's little anti-gun manifesto. Okay. Today, I want to take you to him falling back on quote unquote Christianity, because now he's out there touting his Christian faith and he brings guns into his Christian faith. And I want you to see him from that perspective. Because this is a guy who the media over the course of the next weeks is going to do one of two things with. Either try to elevate this guy to a status of Barack Obama, because there's a lot to like about him if you're the media. He's homosexual. He's going to bring the first gentleman into the White House. They're going to try to shove all that down our throat. That's what the media does. And he's anti-gun, and he's far left, and he's a progressive, and he's young, and he can speak, and his calm demeanor. Or they're just going to forget him and move on from him over the course of the next few weeks. I'm not going to make a guess on that now. I don't know. What I want to do is allow you an opportunity to see some of these things about him that the media is not telling you. So when they begin to form this narrative about Mayor Pete Buttigieg coming all over, you know, up on the main stage, okay, that you understand a little bit more about him than the media is telling you. Let me go here. It's Christianity and the Democrats and Christians. Laying claim to this. They seem to be opposite of anything as far as Christian teachings are concerned. You know, there's a Catholic church that won't give, you know, Joe Biden communion, these things. And I grew up Catholic. I understand what that's all about. Okay. But let's go back. Let me lean on Christianity here for a second, because if it comes up, okay, when Pete Buttigieg talks about Christianity, there's something that you need to know. Back in October, Pete Buttigieg was at a roundtable of sorts, and I forget where it was. It was on October 27th. But he told that roundtable that his Christian faith and the teachings of Jesus, now he's going to lecture us on the teachings of Jesus, call for him to aim for a quote-unquote world with no weapons. So that's what Pete Buttigieg believes. If you believe what he said on this October 27th faith roundtable that he was at, he is compelled by his Christian faith to aim for a world with no weapons. Now, when you take that on top of what you heard yesterday and his little manifesto, what can you derive from that? Would Pete Buttigieg be in, would he be in lockstep with Beto O'Rourke, Eric Swalwell, and the rest of the socialists who, with their silence, have agreed with that confiscatory policy, or who, without their silence, and going all the way back to Hillary Clinton, who have said things along the lines of, Australian policy buybacks is something that we should do here in the United States. What she didn't tell you was that it was forced confiscation. Or every single politician socialist on the left that we heard after the Christchurch shooting in New Zealand cheering for the New Zealand Prime Minister's now failed policy of hand in all of your guns. I'm outlawing all of those guns. Just a unilateral, no more. Give them to me. I'll pay you for them, which has been a dismal failure, by the way. If I have time, we'll revisit that. So we've got this dynamic in play where you've got guys like Swalwell, guys like Beto O'Rourke that have been out there, wide open, telling you everything we already know. And you got guys like Buttigieg who like try to walk that line, just kind of stay down the middle of the road. And then you've got those with their silence. While they will talk about gun control to a certain extent, don't quite go that far. Kamala Harris for one. Warren for another. Bernie Sanders for a third. And Pete Buttigieg finds himself in the middle. Now, let's fast forward. Mike Bloomberg wants to enter the race. Where are these candidates going to fall? How is this going to line up as they get closer and closer and closer to the primary, to find out in the primary who is nominated to run to lose to Donald Trump? How is this going to fall into place? Where is this going to line up? Where is gun control going to shake down? Prior to my conversation yesterday about Pete Buttigieg, we were talking about what? Firearms in general. How we've now seen, we'll go back to that Los Angeles Times piece. What did they say in the LA Times piece we talked about? If you've not heard the podcast version of the show, go back and listen to them. But the Los Angeles Times editorial did what? Eliminated the description of a gun altogether. Why? So that they could focus strictly on firearms in general without demonizing one particular gun, because they now know they can't do that. They're coming out now with exactly what we know they've always wanted to say. All guns are bad. And as we found out yesterday, you're a racist white supremacist, according to Pete Buttigieg, if you're a gun owner. God forbid you're an NRA member. That's what he's alluding to. We saw what they think about that in California and San Francisco, didn't we? When all of us who are NRA members, because the NRA, they decided to, what did they do? Determine that the National Rifle Association was a what? Terrorist organization, a domestic terror organization. That makes you, as a member of the NRA, a domestic terrorist. So we go right back full swing over here to Pete Buttigieg, who now wants to invoke his Christianity as a determining factor to what he wants to do with your guns. And according to Pete Buttigieg, Jesus is calling for him to aim for a quote-unquote world with no weapons. Take a listen to a quote from Pete Buttigieg relative to Christianity and guns. Here's something to think about this Sunday morning. Is a gun a tool or is it an idol? He was telling this to CNN. If the gun corporation lobby, which we talked about yesterday, what is the corporate gun lobby? Did he say that? If the gun corporation lobby, which is what the NRA is, now has people viewing guns as a thing to be loved, a thing to be protected, a thing that is the source of our freedom and power, and a thing to which we are willing to sacrifice human life, isn't that the definition of a false god? So Pete Buttigieg is now telling me that I worship my firearm as if it were a false god, and that somehow the National Rifle Association makes me do that as this evil entity. If the gun corporation lobby, now he's equating that to the National Rifle Association, because he says, which is what the NRA is, now has me, people, me, he's referring to me, he's referring to you, viewing guns as a thing to be loved, as if no one has ever cherished or collected their firearms over the last 200 plus years. But now a gun is a thing to be loved. Why? Because the NRA is telling me to love it. It's a thing to be protected. Let me wrap my arms around me. You are not going to get it from me because the National Rifle Association is on my left shoulder telling me, love your gun. Love your gun. Arr. It is a thing that is the source of our freedom, which it is, by the way, the source of our freedom and power. It is a source of freedom and power. Ask anybody who's ever stood down and looked at the wrong end of it when they were trying to do harm to an individual. I can tell you firsthand what that face looks like. We will continue the discussion when we come back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum microphone in the GunBroker.com studios continues round two for today. Unfortunately, we've only got an hour. Let me go back to Booty Gig here for just a second. Then I want to take you to Los Angeles. We're going to try to get as much in as we can today. But I really want to wrap up this following this line as we've been doing this week, because it's just one right after the other that leads us to logical conclusions. So we'll make this logical conclusion here as we did the past couple days on Monday and Tuesday. Today and yesterday, we'll bring these two together, and then we'll bring in either Dave Workman or the gun writer Lee Williams for tomorrow's program to close out the week. But let's go back to Booty Gig. I have some things to say, because he's now invoking Christianity. He's now wanting to, why is he doing that? Why would Pete Booty Gig, who is running for president, try to invoke Christianity? Who's he trying to reach? He's trying to reach middle America. He's trying to reach southern rural America, rural middle America. What he's trying to do when he goes into the Bible Belt, right? That's why he's invoking his Christianity. He's not worried about the coasts right here. He knows he's got the coasts locked up. What he's trying to do is go into Central. He wants to go into the Great Plains. He wants to try to use this as a tool to go into the Deep South. He wants to be able to connect through Christianity and invoking Jesus and God to rural America, where there is far more of a perception of faith in rural America than there is in the progressive cities. That they're going to vote for him. No socialist is going to have to campaign in L.A. or Sacramento or San Francisco or Seattle or Portland or New York or Chicago. Those votes are locked. He's got to reach, as the socialists do, middle America. So Booty Gig is doing something a little bit out of the norm for the rest of the socialists. He's trying to reach that middle American voter. And where is he from? He's from Indiana. So Booty Gig knows a little bit about this, right? So let's go to some quotes from an individual from Ball State. She's a professor for the Indiana Communities Institute at Ball State University, a research assistant. Her name is Emily J. Warnell. I don't know anything about her, don't care. I don't know what a research assistant professor does, and I don't know anything about Indiana Communities Institute at Ball State. I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. I am only concerned with what she says. Take a listen to this. The way he's using this religious language to talk about specific issues, including national security and gun issues, it really does seem to appeal to rural voters. Does it appeal to rural voters? According to this woman, it does. It's obvious that that's what he's trying to do, because that's where he's campaigning on these issues. So it's not a stretch to assume that that's what his intent is. Because they know that no Democrat has been able to really pierce that rural, that southern, that Midwestern rural voter, that conservative voter who, as Obama said, likes to cling to their guns and their religion. And who, by the way, Obama didn't say this, aren't likely to let go of either soon. Obama figured that out over due time. David Craig is the chair of religious studies at Indiana University at Purdue, Indianapolis. He was talking to the Indianapolis Star. Here's what he said. One of the things I like about Booty Gig, he speaks Christian. He speaks Christian from a position that other Christians have a hard time dismissing. Now, I'm not sure specifically what quote he was referring to, but here we begin to see the birth of another narrative, and that is the Christian aspect of Pete Buttigieg. Just as we saw yesterday, and we talked about the creation, the birth of this media narrative, this overall basically LGBTQ, homophobe, white nationalist, disagree with me, be white, be gun owner, racist. That narrative is over there being created. The Democrats are going to do everything in their power to see to it that that's how they demonize you as a white middle American. Now you throw Christianity on top of this, and this guy's also a Christian? Oh, you're going to have a hard time walking away from that, aren't you, rural America? But if you do, you're a what? What did we talk about yesterday? That's how all of this ties together. You're a white nationalist racist, and you're certainly homophobic because Pete Buttigieg is a homosexual. Yeah, the narrative is being created and the narrative is being formed. And that might be specifically, now that we come to think of it, what this David Craig, who the chair of the religious studies program at IU Purdue in Indianapolis, is saying. He speaks Christian from a position that other Christians have a hard time dismissing. Well, we better, well, I guess he's right about that. I better, boy, if I don't agree with him there, I'm going to be considered this over here, a homophobic white nationalist. I tell you, the media in today's is just, it's evil. Just absolutely evil. There's a more religious quality to Midwestern America than either coast. So part of that is him playing for flyover territory, where really the election was decided last time. He's trying to position himself in the centrist vein on all sorts of issues, but religion is certainly one of them. Now, we could go deeper and deeper and deeper on Pete Buttigieg. We're not going to do that anymore. I think we've laid out enough to know that we can sit back and watch now over the course. And a lot of this is going to be dependent on what happens in the polls following last night's goofball debate outside Atlanta, Georgia, where their big hero is a woman who lost the governorship and the race for governor to Brian Kemp. That's their big claim to fame, is losers. They losers who they feel were entitled to be winners but aren't. Isn't that something? It's crazy to even say that. It really truly is. She didn't lose. She was supposed to win. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. She didn't lose. She won the popular vote, even though the popular vote doesn't decide the presidency in America. Well, she won the It's incredible that we're even talking about this in modern America today. It really truly is. But as this narrative, and a lot of this is going to be dependent on what the polls say about Buttigieg moving into the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and 4 weeks. I don't know when the other debate is. What was this, fifth? I mean, who's paying attention and watching this stuff? I can't do it to myself. Read the transcripts and move on. They're all saying the same things. Let me take a sip of Defender coffee. Iced, in case you couldn't tell. Made that myself. Really good. Let's move over. Let me go ahead and put an exclamation point over here on the fine mayor from Indiana. We are going to see a narrative. We're going to determine how intense that narrative is created based on the polls. We'll see what direction it goes. And if that narrative takes root with Buttigieg, if he continues to blow up in Iowa or New Hampshire and a few other key states as they move through the primary process through the Socialist Party, you will see that narrative begin to grow and begin to get some legs and take some roots. If he doesn't, if he begins to wane, you're going to see him probably just flat out go away. It's too hard to tell right now. I'm not even gonna muster up a guess on that one yet. It's way too close. It's just too hard to tell. When we come back, I want to take you back out to Saugus High School and the killer, the 16-year-old. I'll tell you a little bit about what we found. What was in his backpack, what gun he was using. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on this Car Arms microphone in the GunBroker.com studios continues. Here's my shot of Defender Coffee for you. Hold on. What did you put in it today, Mark? Today I've got some cream, I've got some sugar-free vanilla, and that's about it. I did put a little espresso, press a little espresso in there. It's a little bit stronger than normal, but it's good. And you can go over to, Derek's got it going on. We're setting up a time to bring him to the program. You're going to really enjoy hearing from him. DefenderCoffee.com is where you can get everything, but you can use the promo code AAR and get free shipping. I would highly recommend you do that. I mean, come on. If you're drinking coffee, support the Second Amendment. Check off the box. Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition. We'll be adding more to that. But right now, take your pick of those three. I send mine to the Second Amendment Foundation, as you know. Intimately involved with SAF and Alan Gottlieb and other things. Spoke with Alan last night during a lengthy conversation about a lot of different things. Lots of cool stuff getting ready to happen. While the news makes everything look so bad, it's not as bad as you would think it is, but that's part of what we're up against. That's why we talk about these things on Armed American Radio. Check out DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR and get free shipping. If you're a member of the coffee club already, and many of you are, it won't apply to you because you're already taking advantage of that. So you can get that either way, your call, but support the people that support us. The North American Arms Gun Giveaway. I really don't know how all of this got. I'm sure it came from me at some point, but I think, you know, you guys are smart enough. You picked up the ball and started rolling with it. North American Arms is already getting phone calls. Here's the deal. I'm not going to make the official huge announcement. with all of the exact details until the Sunday program, the Monster Cast. But I think you've figured out by now that if you contact North American Arms by phone, and I'll give you that number Sunday, or you can figure it out on your own. It's not that difficult right now. You can call them and tell them you heard that if you, you heard on Armed American Radio, that if they called and mentioned Armed American Radio, that they would get a free hat sent to them. And that is true. And the cap is nice. It's not some cheap little mesh thing. It's a nice cap. North American Arms. So if you want it, call them. First 500 people that do that are also going to be in the running to win my handgun. A little, and I haven't picked which one yet. I've got several North American Arms, but one of you is going to win a North American Arms Mini right out of my safe. And they're all my favorite guns, so you're going to be getting one of my own personal favorite guns out of my own safe. North American Arms has decided to match that. So what we're going to do, I've been talking about this, is I haven't figured out if it's going to be two guns, one for each of you, or if one winner, grand prize, is going to win both. I'm going to announce that on Sunday's Monster Cast. In the meantime, if you don't want the hat, even if you want the hat, all you have to do is go over to armedamericanradio.com and you will see across the top, want to enter the giveaway? It's free. Simply put your name and email in there. It's right across the top of armedamericanradio.com. Doesn't cost a thing. You can still get in the running because we're taking the totals. Okay? If you want to win it, put your name in there. It's right there. You don't have to call. You can put your name up there in the mail and you're boom. There you go. So, having said that, North American Arms, great new sponsor. Visit them at my website and just click on the link for them, okay? But the North American Arms gun giveaway is in full swing right now. I'll make the official announcement on Sunday. That it's already out of the bag, so you guys are doing it. Go get it. Go co-call, get the free hat, and have fun. I have a blast. And make sure to tune in Sunday when I give you the official announcement of what I'm already telling you now, but back then, it will just mean I'm going to give you the phone number, everything else. So have some fun with that. All right, let's go to, I'm going to go to California quickly. Weapon used in Saugus High shooting was a kit gun. Now, we're going to talk more about this in subsequent programming with some guests, but here's where we're at. A kit gun, you can 80% of the weapon is already assembled, okay? And they're legal to buy. What I want you to take away from this is what the Los Angeles County Sheriff Villanueva, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, says about this. And I'm going to quote him. Then we're just going to destroy him because it's so easy to do. They're trying to figure out who assembled the gun he got. Apparently, this young kid had lost his father recently. His father was a gun owner. And apparently, when they searched the house, they found six guns that belonged to his late dad. One of them, of course, was the gun that he used. Apparently, he could have used any one he wanted. Did he even know? Did he assemble it? Was it already assembled by his father? Was it something he said? We don't know the answers to that question. That's why we're going to wait and talk to, we'll talk about this later when we know a little bit more. But in the meantime, here's what I want you to take away, because this is more important than that. I want you to listen to what the sheriff says. He says they're sold as a kit. You can legally buy it, assemble the weapon yourself, and then you have a gun that is not registered, and no one knows that you have it, and that is very dangerous. So let's rip into what he just said for a moment. Because it is my presumption right now that I don't have any guns registered. Here, I can tell you that right now. I don't have to register my gun here in the free state of Georgia. The government does not know where it is, so let's take his statement apart. So they have, if you have a weapon that is not registered, my guns are not registered, no one knows you have it, nobody knows I have it, well, you do because I've told you, but he doesn't because unless he listens to the show, therefore to him, that's very dangerous. So to the progressive gun-hating socialist who wants to take my guns away from me, has just proven yet once again that every fear and concern that we have is 100% accurate. Why? How did you get that from what he said? What do universal background checks aim to do? Nothing. 40% of all guns in America are bought without a background check. Well, how do you know that? Most Americans don't register their guns. You do if you live in a socialist-controlled state. But the rest of the country is free. We don't have to register our guns. So how do you know if 40% of the guns in America are bought without a background check if you don't know where my gun is or what I did with it after I bought it? I gave my father my car CW9. A little bit rough on the slide for him, so we got him a new gun. He gave it back to me. Nobody knows that. I told you that. Now you know that. Government wants to know about that. Oh, well, we're going to make an exception. No, you're not. You're going to tell us that you're going to. Why? Because according to Villanueva, I'll get it out. You have a gun that's not registered. None of my guns are registered. No one knows I have it. And that's very dangerous. That tells me that universal background checks are going to lead to registration, because that's what a guy like Villanueva, that's what he wants. Villanueva wants you to be, if you're not registered, you're dangerous. Your gun is dangerous because he doesn't know where it is. Are you following me here? All guns are bad. All gun owners are bad. And we have to know where you are and where your gun is at all times, because you are a bad man. Because you have a gun, you could be the next school killer. This is what they think of you. That one statement from him wraps it up. It wraps it up. I don't know what else you need to put an exclamation point on that. You can legally buy it, assemble the weapon yourself, and then you have a gun that is not registered, and no one knows that you have it. Well, unfortunately for Villanueva, the rest of the country doesn't live under his socialist rule and his socialist control. This is why we know that universal background checks will lead to universal registration. Because guess what? No one knows you have it. And if no one knows you have it, well, by golly, gosh darn it, how in the world are we going to track it? And if you have it and we don't know where it is, that's dangerous. So that means, according to him, that every gun out there in the wild that he doesn't have his finger on or can't look up in a database and tie it to an individual person is bad. Now, that would account for the vast majority of firearms in the country. So now you know exactly what it is they want to do. They keep telling you these things over and over and over again. And as long as they do, we're going to continue to point it out. Don't go away. We'll be back after this to wrap up the hour.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone continues. Segment four already. Man, oh man, oh man. This week has just, it's flown by. I know we've still got today and tomorrow, but this has been an incredibly busy week. A little sip of coffee. Hold on. Busy in the sense on my end anyway that I haven't been able to keep track of everything. It's just overwhelming. I mentioned earlier that I had spoken to Mr. Gottlieb. We talked yesterday about an issue that I hope I can bring to your attention in the very, very near future. But it is the possibility of a new lawsuit. And I'm not going to say anything else about it. I can't. I'm hopeful, based on what I heard and who I spoke to, and I was able to connect a few people together, that we might be able to talk about this in the very near future. I'm hopeful that we can. If not, and I find out that it isn't going to go anywhere, I'll tell you then, too. But it was about a 45-minute conversation about that and a number of other things, just catching up as we do throughout the week. And you know what's interesting? We both ask each other, so what have you thought about what we've heard this week? Every time we talk, the two of us, and he says it here on the program, you've heard him say it a million times, it's worse than it's ever been. It just keeps getting worse. It is worse every single day. Don't expect it to let up. And it's not. And it makes the triage from this side very, very difficult. If I look at just one website, here's a number of the headlines that I can see. The NRA renewing a fight over the Florida gun age restriction. Baltimore, of course, wanting to sue gun manufacturers over gang violence. We covered that story earlier in the week. New Zealand, there's a New Zealand journalist who is calling out confiscation for what it is, a complete, utter, dismal failure. And according to that, let me just give you some numbers here. According to that journalist, 33,620 guns, and this is as of today. Today, what the 21st? As of today, 33,620 guns have been turned in. The government has shelled out $70 million approximately in their phony buyback scheme. There are an estimated 1.5 million out there. So we see how gun confiscation works when the people just quite aren't into allowing their things to be confiscated. And we're not talking about the United States. Of course, we're talking about New Zealand. And New Zealand doesn't have a Second Amendment constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Buttigieg and the rest of them might want to consider that. That's kind of a warning. Walmart CEO, you know, he's been questioned. That's very similar to the Dick's Sporting Goods deal. But according to him, and I'll quote, really it's a paraphrase. I have to say it's a paraphrase. I'm not quoting him directly. But he says that they've received a little customer blowback over their gun and ammo policies. So to a guy that runs a multi-billion dollar corporation, what's a little customer blowback over gun and ammo policies? I don't know. He says a little bit, but no, not much. In the grand scheme of things, I can bet if it were your money, it would probably be considered a significant amount. But to Walmart, it's probably not. There's no shock there to me at all. Like I told you before, when this thing first started with Walmart and the rest of the corporations, you're saying to Walmart, I'm not going in and buying anything from you, isn't going to hurt Walmart. It's just not. It simply isn't. You can do it because you want to do it for your own personal reasons. That's fine. But don't go in there thinking you're going to hurt them. Lack of business is going to hurt them in their pocketbook. It's just simply not going to. And that's probably what he means by a little customer blowback over gun and ammo policies. And could that blowback mean not just monetarily too? Could it just mean that he's got a lot of really crappy emails? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't had time to go into that. I was kind of headline surfing. But I was also shocked to find out that, did you know that Maryland gun owners consider their concealed carry laws to be too restrictive? All right. So the point that I'm trying to make is I don't have enough time. I could sit and read you headlines out of sources all day long, and I wish we could throw at me, but it's easier sometimes to just throw a dart at the wall. All right. I got to run to this L.A. deal. Los Angeles, the kid in L.A., we all know that the last three murders that are making the news anyway, because they don't want to talk about Fresno that much. They're certainly not talking about Oklahoma that much because it doesn't fit their narrative. And they're changing the way they frame the discussion about these, as we pointed out on Armed American Radio, relative to failing to discern between a much demonized AR-15 or AK-47 versus handguns that have been used in the last killings that they are wanting to focus on. And when they do focus on them, they have to change the way they create the narrative so they don't, you know, it doesn't expose their lies. We expose them for them. But nonetheless, let me just repeat this because I'm being asked right now. More handguns. Handguns are used about 85% of the time. There were no AR-15s or AK-47s used in the last three or four, if you want to consider Oklahoma, which they don't want to talk about because a concealed carry permit holder put a stop to it and forced the guy to put a gun to his own head and blow his own head off, or lest he be shot down by someone that he wanted to do it himself. And the media doesn't fit that narrative. The other one that they don't really like to talk about is the gang one in California. They don't want to talk much about that because they're going to find out that's gang related. So I digress. Now, let's shift over to Reuters. More U.S. children die in mass shootings at home than at school. Study. Where'd the study come from? Do you have any idea? It came from every town. Every town for gun safety. Yeah, exactly. Just like we talked about the other day with the Los Angeles Times editorial and everything else. Everything we talk about comes from the left, doesn't it? But listen to the way this is phrased. While the specter of school shootings looms darkly in the minds of American parents, I'm an American parent, and while I hate what happened, my kids go off to school every single morning with their backpacks and their lunches, knowing that they're one of 130,000 schools, and the possibility that something like that could happen to them is virtually none. None. But they don't want to talk about that. So what they want to do is put a file photo up on the Reuters piece of a wall of demand. It's a video message that was created by Manuel Oliver. He's the father of Joaquin Oliver. He was one of the 17 kids killed in the 2018 school shooting over at Marjory Stoneman Douglas in Parkland. On February 14th, it was unveiled in New York City on the wall of a building. And it's a reminder, 100 Americans are still killed by guns every day. That does not distinguish between how many people kill themselves, etc. I mean, this is a rabbit hole we could go down all day long, all day long. So I choose not to go down that rabbit hole today for one reason, because I want to point out to you yet again that Sarah Bird Sharp, you ever heard me mention her name before? No. She's Everytown's research director. She says, with the specter of, with the specter of school shootings looming largely in the minds, darkly, in the minds of American parents who remember massacres in Newtown, Parkland, and around the country, the group's review of shootings from 2009 through 2018 found that far more children were killed in their own homes. Well, wait a minute here. This is Everytown for Gun Safety. And she, I quote, "These are not random acts of violence, yet people have the perception that the killings come out of nowhere." Then she says, "That is simply not the truth." Well, where have they been getting that? Where have they been spoon-fed that information? Sarah Bird Sharps, they've been spoon-fed that from Everytown for Gun Safety and every quote-unquote news outlet that rams it down our throats every single day. Tomorrow, here's what we're going to talk about. You see the disconnect here? I'll tell you what you see. You see Everytown getting ready to pivot in a different direction. Yet again, just like we pointed out the narrative that's shifting over here with Pete Buttigieg and the firearms distinguishing, no distinguishing between rifles and handguns, that's a second narrative. Now we've got a narrative, we're watching a new birth of a new narrative from Everytown for Gun Safety. Now it's going to be domestic killings, because they can't point to an AR-15 in a mass shooting and demonize it over here. So they're going to shift and they're going to twist this research. And now all of a sudden it's going to be domestic and nobody hears about it. Now you're going to be hearing about it, because now they're creating another new narrative. Unbelievable how you follow this stuff down and you can draw these logical conclusions. Watch and see what happens. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.